What is it when someone is really unconditionally loving? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. What is it when one is really unconditionally loving? Well, we have some pretty strange ideas of what unconditionally loving is. We can go into the Wikipedia on the internet, we can go into our dictionaries, we can go into all sorts of places, and we can have our own attitudes, we can have our own thinking about it. But what really is unconditional love? Our biggest problem in all things in life is to define things outside of ourselves. As we define things outside of ourselves, we have a lot of confusion. When we define things that are in the outer, confusion reigns 100%, and we are left unaware of what we really should be doing, and we're left totally unprotected in our love for ourselves. Looking at the word unconditional love, it would seem that anything that involved in unconditional love would be so beautiful, so wonderful, so outstanding, so fantastic, that words to describe it would be hard to come by. When you look at a person who is unconditionally loving, you have to be unconditionally loving yourself to recognize it. Because when you look at a person who is unconditionally loving, they're living in their own light. They're living in their own world. They're living in their own experience. And anyone looking from the outer at their experience could very readily have attitudes. They could even fear that person. That person who is living in unconditional love, they could fear them. They could fear them because they're afraid that this person will not understand them. And it's true, they won't understand them. An unconditionally loving mother is unconditionally loving of her child. And when the child makes a mistake, the mother doesn't stop her unconditionally loving attitude toward the child. She has an awareness of responsibility, saying, okay, is this something we want to do? I don't hate you. I couldn't hate you. I love me. And you see, there's what it all boils down to. The mother absolutely loves herself. The mother does not judge what she does and compare it to what the child does. Say, oh yeah, when I was a kid, I used to do silly things like that. When I was a youngster, I made those same mistakes. And you see, that's not unconditionally loving. Unconditionally loving is to see, first to love yourself. And when you love yourself, then you will see everyone in your own love. Now, if your love is conditional, then you will say, yes, that's like I did when I was a child. Oh yeah, I made mistakes too. Oh yeah, we all make mistakes. Oh yeah, we all have problems in our life. Well, that's not unconditionally loving. That's conditional loving. Unconditional loving is when we look at every circumstance in life and we say, wow, 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 I'm having a good time. All is good and very good. All is beautiful. Well, isn't that conditionally when you say all is good and very good? No. To be conditional is when you say it could be bad. It could be worse. It could be something not very nice at all. Unconditional love knows no otherness other than itself. It's just like a frog looks at everybody and everything and sees everything as a frog. And they think, my goodness, that's a big frog, that person. And they say, oh, that's a frog that I'd like to get to know. That's a girl frog or a boy frog, and I would like to have a relationship with them. Oh, yes. You see, we all think in relation to ourselves. Now, training ourselves to be unconditionally loving does not mean we train ourselves to be unconditionally loving. To train ourselves to be unconditionally loving does not mean that we train ourselves to be unconditionally loving. In the first place, we could never train ourselves to be unconditionally loving. To train ourselves, if you will, have me push this point further, to train ourselves to be unconditionally loving means one thing. We absolutely love ourselves. We absolutely delight in our presence. We absolutely think that we are the most wonderful thing that has ever come along. We absolutely think that every single thing we do is good and very good without judgment. That everything we do is okay. That everything we do is the right thing. Because we like ourselves and we are absolutely incapable of doing anything contrary to our highest and best. We like ourselves and we are unable to do anything that is for our highest and best. We are only able to do the things that are for our highest and best. We're unable to do anything that would be contrary to that. Anything. And if we ever did anything contrary to our highest and best, and we really were unconditionally loving, we would see all things according to our highest and best. When we do silly things, as we seem to do sometimes, and people say, well, why did you do that? That's against your best interest. And the other people may not realize that it's not against our best interest. Our best interest is to be immune to anything that is contrary to our happiness. Our best interest is to be immune to anything in this world which is not for our highest and best. How can we be immune? Well, we learn to be untouched. We learn to be untouched by the things that go on around us. We learn to not see it, not even be aware of it. We could look at something and we see it through the eyes of unconditionally loving eyes and no judgment. And as we look at something with no judgment, the thing that we look at is quite amazing, quite wonderful, quite beautiful. As we look at things, things turn out to be very nice indeed. Unconditionally loving circumstances always revolve and resolve themselves into something very beautiful and very wonderful. But back to our point of how do we train ourselves to be unconditionally loving? Well, we don't train ourselves, ipso facto, to be unconditionally loving. We train ourselves to be ourselves. We train ourselves to respect who we are. We train ourselves to like ourselves under all circumstances. We train ourselves to be happy at all times. We train ourselves to see the good in everything, to see the beautiful in everything. We train ourselves to have no judgment about what another person does. It's just a matter that our eyes, and here's a clue, I guess, our eyes are so pure, we could not see anything impure. Our motives are so pure, we could not see anything that was not pure. Our friend Henry wrote us a note this morning, and in the note he says, you know, I'm verging on 57 years, and I'm a happy guy, and I'm interested in life, and life's a wonderful thing. And he said, you know, I still get a delight out of the birds chirping in the morning, and I still get a delight out of looking at a pretty girl. And I get a delight out of them looking back at me and saying, yeah, you're okay too. You see, I get a delight out of these things. Well, now, what's Henry getting a delight out of? Henry's getting a delight out of liking himself and seeing everything in his world, in his cosmos, reflecting the beauty that's within him. And stop and think about it. What is it that these beautiful girls are looking back and seeing when they look back at this wonderful man? Are they looking at his body? Are they looking at his age? Are they looking at his smile? What are they looking at? Well, they're looking at one thing. They're looking at his unconditional love, which could be spelled in another way. It could be thought of as his charisma. Now, what is his charisma? His charisma is his untouchable, unconditional love. His charisma is his delight in his own beingness, his delight in his world that he creates around him. And the people in his world are his creation. And he creates them looking at him and saying, yeah, you're okay, old buddy, you know? You're a healthy, happy, fantastic man. It's not that they want to have a relationship with him. It's that he is so in love with himself that all the world looks at him and smiles and says, wow, what a guy. When you look at a person who's got unconditional love, when you look at a person who's loaded with charisma, loaded with self-awareness of the delight that they have in themselves, when you look at such a person, you feel good inside. You feel warm inside. You feel everything is fine. You feel, this is a wonderful world we live in. Really, a wonderful world we live in. And when you feel that, then life is so exciting, so rewarding, so revealing, so exciting. It is absolutely marvelous. Is this where you stand? Is this where you are on your pathway into life? Do you have so much charisma that you just sparkle out, and nobody could turn off that charisma? Nobody could say, oh, Henry, you were wearing your old clothes today. You look cruddy. Henry wouldn't hear that. Henry would just say, oh, you noticed. Oh, you're wonderful. I'm a happy guy. I'm such a happy guy. And they would say, Henry, you're crazy. And he'd say, yeah, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? I am such a happy, crazy guy. All of life is just a delight for me, and I'm just so pleased in life. I am such a happy, happy, crazy guy. I'm so wonderful. Oh, Henry, come off it. Well, you see, Henry wouldn't do that. What he would do would be to say, wow, you have beautiful eyes. What? Yeah, you have beautiful eyes. I just looked at your eyes when you said you'd seen me, and I thought to myself, what a glorious person you are. My goodness, what glorious eyes. You must, whenever you look at anybody, you must make everybody so happy when you look at him with those beautiful eyes. Well, you see, Henry creates what he wants to see in his world. And he sees everyone beautiful. He sees everyone unconditionally loving, just like he is. He sees his wife as the most beautiful girl in the world. He sees all the rest of the world beautiful too. His eyes, his understanding, his awareness of beauty in every form around him is not limited because of any one thing. It is expanded and expanded by his awareness of the divine within him. You know, if we looked at everything from the divine within us, we would only see good. If we spoke to everyone from the divine within us, we would only speak beautiful, fabulous things. If we would walk down the street, letting the divine within us shine out at all times, everyone would see us through our eyes, and in that way, bless their own eyes, their own vision, their own awareness, and they would see the world beautiful, just like we do. For when we create the world around us, and we do create it by every thought we think and every action we do, every word we speak, we create the world around us. So as Henry is creating the world around him, everyone talks to Henry and says, Henry, you're a cool guy. Henry, you're a thoughtful person. Henry, you're a loving guy. They don't say, Henry, you're fat. Henry, you're skinny. Henry, you're short. Henry, you're tall. Henry, you're old. Henry, you're young. They don't say those things. They say, Henry, you are your charisma. You are the sparkle that you are. You are the fabulous being that you are. Let what they say to Henry be said about you, as it's said about me. Because this is the charisma each one of us has, and the shining out divinity that each one of us has is so glorious and so wonderful that all the world knows it, all the world sees it. And this is our reality. And you say, oh, what if someone should have a not nice attitude? Well, I would say to you, how could you notice it? How could you notice in another that they had a not nice attitude unless you and yourself had a not nice attitude? No. If you live in a nice attitude all the time, in every area of your life, there will be no not nice attitudes anywhere in your world. It cannot be there. There's no place for it. It would like putting bad water on top of good water, just roll off the top. Because the good water maintains itself. Good, not with judgment, but with beneficial. Think on these things. They're wonderful. Do you want to be unconditionally loving? Well, then, don't think of what the other person thinks. Think of what you think. And live in your own charisma. And everybody will see you in your charisma. And they will say, wow, what a super being. And if you ever say of yourself that you're not a wow super being, that's just the way the world's going to look at you. But if you go around always living in your wow super being consciousness, so it is, and so it will always be. Ay, ay, ay. Unconditional love. It boggles the mind because we try to see it in one package. And instead of doing that, just step by step, like yourself, like yourself, like yourself, like yourself, like yourself, and you will shine out unconditional love in every area of your being. Have a wonderful day, and know that with all the heart and soul that's in me, and all the unconditional love that's in me, and all the happiness and all the peace, I love you. I love you. I love you.